Hello, this is the Weekly Astrology Forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Antine, and I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, May 17th, and ending on Sunday, the 23rd day. Well, we are already in, quote, the shadow of both Mercury retrograde and the first eclipse of 2021. That happens on the 26th day of May. And so we should be aware that things are shifting. We had a shift of Jupiter, a quick shift into Pisces. I wrote a whole article you can find on the blog page. And we are moving into the retrograde cycle of the year. We've already got Pluto there, and Saturn is going to have that shift this week. And the Sun will leave the sign of Taurus and enter Gemini. So, again, all major differences all across the board in what we're going to be experiencing in the outer worlds and also in our own charts. And if you don't know what's going on in yours, it's a good time to have a reading done. Just go to the astrology readings page and you can get one. So, on Monday, we are in the first quarter waxing moon phase. And the moon is in Cancer until it shifts, and that is going to happen early, Eastern Coast, 8:44 a.m. So we wake up, if you're waking up before that time, in the void, of course, of the waxing Cancer moon. But once we get the moon into Leo, we've got a lot of aspects coming in. And after 8:44 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we have a whole day of Moon in Leo's sextile to Venus in Gemini. That will be exact on Tuesday at 6:43 a.m. So here is a day to be having as much fun and interaction and communicating that you possibly can, because it will be pretty delightful in many ways. So if you can be in that realm, but also it can be helpful for money matters. And this is really the last week where you should be thinking about putting forth something like an advertisement or something that especially would be trying to cultivate something new. Because as we know, when we go into that retrograde Mercury, it's not going to be as easy, and also Mercury will be slowing down prior to the retrograde, which will come in next week's forecast. We'll talk about that. That's going to be Saturday the 29th. So, lovely, literally, and a great time to take in the arts, if you like, or go shopping. It's just a really nice time. Tuesday, early morning risers will wake up at 7:04 a.m. exact Eastern Time to the moon's square to Uranus and Taurus. So it's not going to be an easy morning, because this is struggles over values and how to deal with finance. And then the moon in Leo opposes Saturn in Aquarius until 10:29 a.m. And that is the issue of, you know, I like some attention and somebody else not having any time for that. And the ideas of freedom versus, you know, being, again, the center of the universe. And so it's very off, very different energy, very different values. So all the congeniality of Monday is not present at all until 10:39 a.m. on Tuesday when you wake up that day. So it comes back for quite some time, because the moon in Leo will go to sextile Mercury in Gemini until 10:55 p.m. Eastern Time. So here you get to have some fun again, have some fun conversations, Whereas it might have been romantic with the Venus energy also. People might have been saying words of love to each other. Here, it's a little bit more of the friendly kind of communication, but also very positive and very upbeat. And again, another time to take in entertainments. And perhaps with Mercury here, sporting events, if there are any on Tuesday, would appeal to some people in the afternoon and evening. And after 10:55 p.m. on Tuesday, the moon is going to square the sun in Taurus. And that is a major feature of Wednesday, because it doesn't complete until 3:13 p.m. on Wednesday. Now, the moon square sun, the waxing moon, brings us to the second quarter phase. That's the one before the full moon comes. And that's when we get into the frame of wanting to do something about our projects or our goals, or fertilize the seeds or the growing plants in the garden. So this is a time that begins now, but for the time while the moon is coming in to square the sun, feelings and instincts are very different than outer personality expressions and identities. And here we definitely have financial differences between the Leo moon that likes to invest things and is interested in purchasing more upscale, shall we say. It is the sign of royalty, after all, Leo. But Taurus is much more conservative and preserving in those respects, wants to acquire, but not anything quite as grand necessarily. So you've got differences of opinion. Moon is a void, of course, after 3:13 p.m. until it goes into Virgo at 4:59 p.m. And Virgo gets to have an opposition to Jupiter in Pisces at 6:07 p.m. So it's just a little over an hour of that. And that is enough to just throw the schedule off a bit, you know? Oh, where are they? They're supposed to be here. You know, Jupiter expanding in Pisces is going to have a tendency on one level to get lost in whatever it's doing. So that's a momentary factor as Jupiter moves on, and that will be in 2022. We'll be dealing with that energy a lot more than we are for this first couple of months of just experiencing it. Venus is going trine Saturn until 9:58 p.m. So some people are wanting to make some of those ideas, those discussions, into something real. They want to kind of earth it into some structures for the future. And so you have some helpful energy if you're one of them who's trying to do that. That aspect is coming in all day. But after the moon enters Virgo, it's quote, live and in play. And if you wait till after the moon opposition to Jupiter in Pisces at 6:07 p.m., you have a much better chance of having things work out. Because while that Venus trine Saturn, the moon in Virgo, is going into a trine to Uranus and Taurus. So this will be on Thursday. And on Thursday, this is going to be a day of major shift also. But until this moon trines Uranus and Taurus at 2:09 p.m., you can still have some of the ground laid for some of those ideas that you had and have them come to maybe a good point of allowing for some change to take place in the structures and methods and even in health or, you know, dietary matters. After this, we're going to have the moon go square to Venus until 6:07 p.m. the Eastern Time, and that is kind of an edgy energy. And while that's coming in, and I'll talk about that a little bit more, the sun changes into the sign of Gemini, 3:37 p.m. on Thursday. So now the solar rays are bringing us that birds, butterflies, lots of focus on communication, neighbors, family in the sense of siblings and extended family, short journeys, classes, getting information. Those kinds of energies are there now. All the steady Taurus stuff is a thing of the past. You have to wait till next year, because now all we have is Uranus and Taurus, and that's about changing those steady things. So Sun is now, after 3:37 p.m. on Thursday, in Gemini. And then the Moon squares the Venus in Gemini at 7:01 p.m. So what we have with this kind of situation is an instinct, feelings for orderly, analytical, but very practical behavior and experiences. And Venus in Gemini is taking the road less traveled. So, you know, this is the kind of thing, it's not as serious as other kinds of squares can be, but this is where you're going somewhere with a friend who really likes to be precise and get there on time and all of this stuff. And you take a detour because you really want to see that area, you know, and see what's blooming there or whatever, but you get lost. That's your Venus. And so there can be these little quarrels about that kind of stuff. So it's just not as congenial in terms of people having the same focus. But it shouldn't get nasty. The only thing that we see sometimes when Moon in Virgo squares Venus in Gemini is a tendency for the two to come together in gossip about something else, you know, that maybe they can agree on, you know, because they really don't agree in general. Moon in Virgo, sextile Mars in Cancer comes in after this, though, 10:57 p.m. So now we can get some kind of structure into maybe the evening in terms of food. Might have a good experience after that square to Venus passes at 7:01 p.m. And also, if you happen to be discussing things that you need to do for the home, if that's part of family, if that's part of your goals, that's a good time to be discussing it. But after that, 10:57 p.m. Eastern is not a good time to be discussing things, because now the Moon in Virgo is going to square Mercury in Gemini, and that's until Friday morning at 7:47 a.m. So here again, you have a person who's not going to be in alignment with the very practical ducks in a row thoughts of the Moon in Virgo, and it's going to be bouncing, you know, pretty much here and there in different ideas, you know. So that doesn't work. It doesn't make something happen, that's for sure, except other people getting irritated. So Friday morning after 7:47 a.m., the Moon has a fortunately rather short opposition to Neptune in Pisces, and that's until 9:24 a.m. That can mess up commuting, definitely, or early morning phone calls, trying to reach people, for sure. Trying to get out of the house with everything you're supposed to take, that's kind of problematic under the foggy Neptune energies. The Sun in Gemini is having a first aspect, which is the square to Jupiter in Pisces. That comes in at 11:03 a.m. So here you're going to get, again, this idea of it's not Virgo dealing with Jupiter in Pisces, but it's an authority figure who wants to get some information and is finding a very spacey situation taking place, not really able to focus in on what it needs. So that's 11:03 a.m. Moon in Virgo, though, is going trine retrograde Pluto in Capricorn until 3:56 p.m. So if you wait till after that Sun square Jupiter, you may be able to get a lot of good information, especially about things that need to shift or change regarding public life matters, your career, or anything like that, your goals. And so you can be getting some good ideas. Or if maybe you want to renovate an office or your filing system or something, this is where you can get some good input. Void, of course, Moon in Virgo after this until 9:35 p.m. Friday evening when the Moon enters Libra. And that energy is going to come in with a lovely Friday evening with the Moon in Libra trine the Sun in Gemini until 11:46 p.m. Eastern. So, and in the West Coast, that's 8:46 p.m. So you've got that for your evening, your dinner time even, out there. We have it much later, but still, it's the harmony of the lights. So we get to have that sense of flow that's just perfect between how we feel and our instincts, which in Libra are for harmony and relationship, and the outer expression, which is somebody who really wants to connect with you verbally, which Libra loves, in dialogues and conversations, while the Sun is in Gemini here as the trine in the air signs. Harmony of the Lights, 11:46 p.m. And then the Moon will move on to trine Saturn in Aquarius, and that is the aspect that is coming in on Saturday, the 22nd, because it's not over until 8:11 p.m. Eastern. So this is a day where you can take a lot of information again, and this is your 1 week before the retrograde of Mercury, and get some things put into some recognizable structure to act on in the future, or you're setting up committees, you know, things like that. Very, very good energy for that on Saturday the 22nd. And it's fortunate that that trine comes in before Mercury squares Neptune in Pisces, because whatever confusion has arisen with Mercury in Gemini square Neptune, and that should be quite a lot, it's really not enough at that point to affect those discussions. This is one of the interesting things. We find a lot of what I'm talking about when I do the forecasts for the day relates to something we call the horary chart. Like if you were looking at a question and you wanted a yes or no answer, all the other aspects need to come in during the Moon's approach to the next aspect. Otherwise, they aren't relevant. You know, they may be factors, but they're not going to stop what happens with that Moon. So, but once we get after 8:11 p.m. and Mercury is going square Neptune until 10:43 p.m., we have another aspect that won't complete until Sunday morning at 2:36, and that's Moon in Libra's trine to Venus in Gemini. So all I'm going to say is this is a really good time for people who want to charm you but are giving you a bunch of you-know-what while Mercury is square Neptune. So if you're in the Eastern time zone and it's after 8 o'clock and before 11 p.m., don't fall for the sales pitch. Don't fall for the sweet endearments and the promises forever, because that's where the Mercury square Neptune is going to have its effect. It's not real. But once you get past 11 p.m. on the eastern coast and 8 p.m. out west, then your Moon trine Venus can come in as just really good feelings, wonderful conversation. If somebody pops the question, then they mean it. Perhaps it's still Venus in Gemini after all. 2:36 a.m., Moon trine Venus completes on Sunday the 23rd. right after this, the moon is going to square Mars in Cancer. So maybe you ask somebody to marry them, but their family is going to say no. Moon in Libra square Mars in Cancer, 3:51 a.m. But the big shift that comes in on Sunday is Saturn's retrograde, 5:21 a.m. on the East Coast. And that's happening while the moon is going trine Mercury in Gemini until noon on the Eastern Coast. Well, Saturn has been very busy trying to teach us lots of things about energy, about visioning, about making plans for the future that can actually happen because you know the method, you know how, you know someone in authority who can help you to get it done. You know the timing that would work best. So it's been very busy trying to help us out here and also on the big stage in the outer world. But now the retrograde comes in and we start to rethink all of it. And maybe there are plenty of things that need to be rethought. You know, I mean, you may not have spent enough time looking at how your personal energy and visions are creating your life, and you're sitting with some stuff you're not happy with. So the Saturn retrograde now could be very helpful for this. Of course, if you're a Capricorn or you have Capricorn rising, or even an Aquarian, I wonder at the strength of the old rulership these days, but Aquarius rising, you may just start feeling like things are slowing down in general for you. It's not comfortable when our planetary ruler is internalized, which is what the retrograde is. It's slowed down already. It made a standstill, and then it went backwards, you know. But it's got to do that. It's just something that happens. It happens every year. We have to assimilate. We can keep taking in, but if we don't stop after we digest and assimilate, then we don't really get any benefit from things that we've taken in, right? So this is exactly what we do during retrograde cycles. We assimilate, and then once they go direct, we may have found ourselves in a different way of thinking. Saturn will retrograde to 6 degrees of Aquarius and will go direct in October on the 11th. So we have this retrograde Saturn for the summer. Of course, we're going to have other retrograde planets. Definitely. As I said, we're heading right into that cycle. And we'll have Saturn retrograde for the eclipse and for the Mercury retrograde as it has started this Sunday, the 23rd. All right. So we know then that the rest of the summer isn't the time to instigate the information and the structures. It's a time to review until October, you know. So if you were, you know, getting in touch with me to have a reading about something, these are the kinds of things that I would look at, where this is in your chart and what you're thinking about, and I would be letting you know how that is affecting things. But of course, that's also going to affect things in the outer world, like some of the progress that we're trying to make with certain changes that must occur. So here we are. Don't despair if things that you're hoping for do not happen as quickly as you wish, because the timing of the cycle is the right timing. And unfortunately, that's something it's taken me very, very many years to even contemplate that as being the truth, because I happen to be of the nature of fire and air, which is, you know, not the patient side of the zodiac. So I'm realizing this. We must all realize this, okay? But we do have, again, the Moon in Libra trine to Mercury in Gemini, 11:59 a.m., where we can start to think about these things. And we can have some good conversations about them, but forget that afternoon in this Eastern time zone, because the Moon in Libra will be going square retrograde Pluto in Capricorn until 5:36 p.m. And, you know, Pluto going back over what needs to change isn't going to accept anything other than what it thinks that we know of Pluto. So Moon in Libra might have some ideas, might be wanting to throw some of the stuff she's been talking to Venus and Mercury about at Pluto, and there's no audience really there. You listen to me, babe. You know, that's, you don't know what you're talking about kind of energy. So not a great afternoon for discourse. Then the Moon will be void, of course, in Libra until 11 p.m. on the Eastern time zone, where it will enter Scorpio, and the Moon will trine Jupiter in Pisces until 12:37 a.m. on Monday Eastern time. So if you're up at 11, you can have some pretty powerful insights, because one of the things people don't realize about Jupiter is that the lightning, you know, the thrower of the lightning bolt, a lot of times Jupiter will bring insights that you have no idea how you got. You know, that you know things, but you don't know why you know it. You know, sometimes it's helpful on exams where you don't know the answer to the question, but you have that sudden realization that that must be the answer. You don't know how you got it. So this can be happening. And also, since Jupiter is in the psychic sign of Pisces and Moon is in Scorpio, you know, if you feel like doing a little reading for yourself late night, you can get a pretty powerful message come through. Also, you may be feeling more optimistic at that point in time. Okay. So that's enough for this week, right? And I have to tell you that the following week is the first lunar eclipse of 2021, 5 degrees Sagittarius, coming in on the morning of Wednesday, the 26th. We will not see it if the sun has risen where we are and the moon has set. It will not, you know, it just won't be there. So I'll probably look up where it's visible, but we don't have it. And you know me, if you've been listening to me for a while, you know that I'm just as happy not to be under the shadow of eclipses of any sun or moon. But some people are very keen on seeing the astronomical events. So we're going to be talking about that next week. I will probably be doing an actual podcast just on that because, you know, it's a big deal. And then the Mercury retrograde that comes in on Saturday the 29th at 6:34 p.m. We're going to be talking about that. And everything else, you know. But those are the two major shifts. And once again, you know, I have been offering an eclipse report. And I had a client this morning, and the eclipses are very important for her to know about. And so she was fortunate to be getting all that information along with her full natal reading. So that's something to consider, because we have so much shifting going on. Jupiter retrogrades and eclipses. So you can go to the astrology readings page and find out about the natal chart reading and order one. So that's what I'm going to have to say goodbye on, and I wish you all the best with the shifts of this current week coming, and I'll say goodbye for now.